beepity beep beep bop.
Babada boo boo dot.
Looking for, I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
I cannot.
I started way too low by accident.
Okay, but here's the tricky part. We've done this before on the podcast. Now try to sing Adele's "Hello."
Hello from the other side.
No, but how does it start?
Oh,
hello.
It's me, you're...
I know!
We've done this exact same
I
joke,
know,
you're right.
And it's so hard.
Hello.
It's me. I've been wondering... Okay, I did it.
Okay. Good work. Hi! Welcome to the Teenage Dirtbags podcast. We're a podcast about Adele and only Adele. Sometimes Lionel Richie. And we rate and review teen movies and relate them to our teenage lives. And I'm Maddie.
I'm Carly.
And today we're doing one that we are a little concerned about, if we're quite honest, because we don't really have many notes. But that's okay. We will find things to talk about.
We will.
Chatty Maddie and Barley Carly are here to stay.
Carly Barley. That's what my grandpa used to call me. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I just imagined your grandpa being like, oh, Connie Body. Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, you're not kidding?
No, I'm not joking at all.
It's even funnier now. I thought you were being like stupid.
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
May he rest in peace. You just call him stupid.
I did not call him stupid. Holy shit.
Actually.
What a great beginning.
You
Welcome.
Know what? My name, Carly, I was named after my grandpa because his middle name was Carly. Isn't that so interesting?
With an E-Y?
Well, I assume so.
Well, I'm glad you assume.
He actually wrote me this handwritten thing about why my name means something important and beautiful, and I couldn't read it because I couldn't read his handwriting, so I still have it. And I'm like, I cherish this, but I don't have a clue what it says.
Oh, my God. What, did you know him?
Yes, I knew him. I knew him till I was 14.
Oh, he called you Carly Barley, right, of course.
He dropped dead at 14.
Carly.
Years old.
Carly.
He wasn't 14. I was 14.
Holy shit.
Oh, he didn't drop dead. He, like, slowly.
Okay! Jesus! Jesus Christ. I'm very sorry. Rest in peace, Grandpa Smale.
His name was Harold.
Harold.
But we called him Hal.
That's great.
Can I just say one more thing about my grandpa, then we can move on?
I would love it.
So, he was in World War II, and while he was saving one of his pals, he got shot in the leg, okay?
Oh, my.
And this, I don't know why, but the bullet was never able to get, like, removed from his knee.
He always had a bullet in his knee?
So, but the whole time I knew him, the whole time my mother knew him, the whole time my grandma, who married him, knew him, we never, ever, ever knew him.
Without a bullet.
No. Well, yes, but we never knew him to bend his leg. He was never able to bend his leg.
Ooh.
So my childhood memories are all of us kids running around and the parents going, watch Grandpa's leg! Watch Grandpa's leg! Because it's always sticking out.
That's really funny.
But he would, like, ski and stuff with this leg just
Shut the heck
straight.
Up! That's not even possible. Oh,
well,
my Atlanta.
He would do it because he didn't want to, you know, not miss out on things.
He wanted to do it. Good for you, I was about to say Harold, but you said you called him Hal, so Hal.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm able to call him that. I hope I can.
But the greatest thing of all is reading this story.
Grandpa episode.
The greatest part of all is that we found tapes because our great-great-great uncle or whoever worked at Kodak when it first began. And there is video footage of my grandpa walking around and he's bending both legs.
Oh my God, and you guys were like, who is that?
And we were like, Grandpa. And my mom was like, holy, he's like walking downstairs normal.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right before he went to war.
That's crazy.
Anyway, that's my grandpa Hal.
Wait, I have a funny grandpa story really quick.
What's your grandpa's name?
Chris, well, I thought it was Christopher for a long time. It's not. Something very Greek. It's like Christodopoulos or something. And he died when I was 4. But he was my best friend up until then. And there's this story. I obviously don't remember him very well. I was 4. But there's this story that's like our favorite, one of the favorite ones of the family, because he was a very funny Greek man. Mm-hmm. Spoke about 5 words of English, apparently, or something. I don't know. That's probably not true. He lived in Canada. That's probably not accurate. But anyway, point is when I was really young, when I was like 2 years old, he would always take me for walks.
Really?
Around the little, like, I mean, I'm 2, so not like hikes, little walks around the park and
right,
stuff.
Right.
And one time when I was 2, I swear to God, my parents will tell the same story. When I was 2, we were walking around and I slipped on a piece of grass or a little patch of grass, and I got up and went, fuck!
Wow.
And it made him laugh and laugh and laugh. And he came back, like brought me back from that walk, and like literally sat and told everyone. It was like, she like used it. It's not that I used it. It's that I used it properly.
Yeah.
So here I am, fucking 31, still doing the same thing. But at 2 or whatever, I fell on a piece of grass. I exclaimed, fuck. And my grandpa
That's
loved
amazing.
It. He was not my grandpa. He was my papu. I should clarify. I've never called him grandpa.
Papu.
Papu. Mm. It's a Greek.
I love that. Anyways, okay, so that's grandpa stories. If you want to tweet us or Instagram us about your grandpa, we would love to hear.
Please regale us with grandpa stories.
Let us know when your grandpa dropped dead.
Carly, come on.
What?
So that's
okay,
funny.
It's part of life.
Oh my God. Do you have anything to preface other than grandpa stories?
Yes,
this
we
week?
Do actually. Oh my gosh, we need to like be quick with this because
no, fuck that.
Well, on Saturday we had a hoot time.
We
a hoot
did.
Nanny.
We did have a hoot nanny. So Mike, my husband, who I talk about every single episode, if you have not heard about him yet, you are not a true fan. We went to Medieval Times per his request for his birthday, and actually Carly's request too. You were like so pumped about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we got a bunch of people together. Blah blah blah. And we were in the red team, and spoiler alert, we fucking won. And it was super fun. 2 of the girls that we were with were single. Yourself and one of our friends.
Yes.
And
Well, first of all, I have to mention that I was tipsy before going to Medieval Times.
Right.
I only had 1 drink, but for whatever reason, I was tipsy, and I was feeling good.
And you were drinking at Medieval Times, were you?
Yeah, we got 2 free drink tickets. I didn't even know you could drink there.
That's the whole point of going.
So I was being, first of all, I was so excited to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I was kind of tipsy. So mm-hmm. I was just having a ball, and I was being a little obnoxious. And I was, every time a night would go by, I would hoot and holler like I was at a strip club.
But they're also, they're meant, maybe they're not meant to be, but generally knights are like, they're strong, they're saving the damsel in distress, they're riding these horses, they got long flowing locks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's hard to hold yourself back. I get it.
There was one knight in particular who wasn't actually battling. He was like the commentator.
He was the host, the MC, if you will.
Sure. And I found him particularly good looking.
Yeah.
So we would catch eye contact every so often because we were in the front row.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, whoa, what's your number? I was just being obnoxious, right?
I was right there with you. I'm going, give me your number! Like screaming.
And our friend, who was also single, was beside me. She was also like, he's cute. Like, blah, blah, blah. So anyways, after the show, I see him and I'm like, Maddie, get a picture with me and him. And she's like, okay. And I was like, how much money will you give me if I get his number? She's like, I will pay for your first date.
That's right. I did say that. And you, okay. I would have done it too.
Anyways, so I go over to him. I'm like, can we get a picture? And he's like, sure. He's very cute. And we get a picture.
Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
The best part about this picture was I said, I was like taking the picture, right? And I'm thinking, I mean, I didn't want to do anything you didn't want me to, but I also was trying to make it like, oh, let's take a group picture and then get everyone to go and we'll take a solo picture. So I'm going, everyone come for a picture. And he's going, come on, everybody. He's pretending to be British. He's like, hello, everybody. Come do you need a picture. And Carly just went, get the fuck out of my picture. I want it to just be me and him. And you literally shooed everyone out. Like Mike shuffled away. Everyone was like, what's happening? And you literally went, get out of the picture. It was so
very unlike
funny.
Me.
It was, I think I bent over laughing. So, like, it was so funny.
Anyways, we get our picture, and then I hear a bunch of people going, kiss him, and then it got kind of awkward.
Who said that?
Your husband.
Oh, for God's
sake. So then
sake.
I felt actually uncomfortable because he was like, no. And then I was like, no, that's weird. And then I was like, anyways.
Oh, my God, I did not know he did. Michael.
Thanks for the picture. I felt really awkward after that. And anyways, and then our other single friend, I saw her chatting it up with him later on. I don't know if anything amounted there. So, afterwards, I post a picture on my Instagram of me, the picture you took of me and him. I put the caption, try to get this night's number, no dice. And then I put up another story of him, his face close up with the song, I Want You to Want Me, playing over it.
Right.
Now, I didn't think anything of it. I just thought my friends on Instagram would find it funny.
Yep.
And most of them did. But the next morning, as we were passing each other in the early morning.
As you and I.
You and I. Mm-hmm. Feeding our dogs. I get a message from my friend Reggie saying, hey, that's my pal Kyle. We went to high school together. He's a really cool guy. And then I suddenly, it was like I was Raven from That's So Raven. I got this huge flashback and I realized I knew him. I used to have a little bit of a crush on him because he was in a play with my cousin. And of course, I don't, like, he would not know who I am. Let's be clear. I just was like, who is this cute guy who's acting on stage?
Right.
I was like in grade 8, and I remember I must have added him to MSN or something because I fully remember like kind of talking to him, but like he would not know who I was.
Oh my God.
At all. But I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I like fully was like, I remember this guy.
Yeah.
Anyways, with all that to say, I am challenging him we should tag him in this. I'm challenging him to come on the podcast. So we can indulge in being from Peterborough. And he's also an actor.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of things, apparently, because we obviously looked him the fuck up.
Now, listen, I don't
Should
know
I
if
take that out?
No. Of course we looked him up, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah.
So, I don't. You know what? This isn't like a wit. This isn't me trying to date him. I just think it would be funny to have him on, to talk about being a knight at medieval times, to talk about his acting. He probably has a girlfriend. He might be married. Who knows? But I just think it would be
very
hilarious
funny.
To have him on.
Kyle.
So Kyle.
Let us know.
Kyle, you know who you are. Kyle B. Lord Marshall.
Oh my God.
You were so bummed when you realized he wasn't actually British.
God, no. Okay, so I called him over. Everyone there is British, right? Everyone's going, oh, my lady. Whatever the fuck. And I called him over to get a picture and I was like, I'm trying to get his attention. I'm like, excuse me. And I'm like, Marshall! Because in the play or whatever the fuck it is, they say his name is Marshall. Anyway, yeah. And he comes around. He's like, hey, like, 1 second. And I didn't actually give a shit if he was British or not. But me being an obnoxious piece of crap, I'm like, sir, where's your accent?
Yeah.
And he's like, do you think I'm actually British? I'm like, I don't care. You're acting right. Like, I felt so bad later.
You're
I was like,
basically just like objectifying him the whole night.
Oh man. That being said, it was freaking fun.
It was so
I
fun.
I had so much fun.
I like lost my voice from screaming so much.
Me too. I went into work today and everyone knew I was going. And they're like, how wasn't it? Because they were all like, have fun. Moo. Yeah. And I came back being like, it was so much fucking fun. Good luck to you. You should go. Anyway, it was so great. And yeah. And well, it was very funny.
Also, while you guys were in the torture chamber or whatever, I met this man, and he was telling me, I think he was trying to pick me up, actually, and anyway, he told me that the first time he ever went to medieval times, he spent $3,700, because
Pardon?
He bought a whole bunch of swords.
Oh.
And I was like, if that is not a pickup line, I don't know what is.
I think you should, sorry, Kyle, don't come on the podcast anymore, forget it, we're moving on to this buddy.
His name is
Eugene.
He said he was an hour and a half late for the show.
What? It's a 2-hour show.
I was like, oh my God. So wait, you didn't see it?
Oh,
anyway.
Wow.
It was very fun.
That sounds fun. I have a preface.
Oh my gosh, this whole episode's going to be a preface.
I'm sorry, it's really quick, I promise
you. Okay.
It's a correction.
Oh.
We did something stupid last week.
Oh no, what did we do?
We were very ignorant Canadian stereotypes.
Oh shoot, what do we do?
It's kind of funny. but it's very stupid. We're very Canadian. Let me just preface. If you don't know this already, we're from Canada. Okay. If I have not made that clear.
Okay.
Last week we covered Clueless, and the two main characters are Cher and Dion.
Oh.
And we said that they are named after Cher and Celine Dion.
Right. Well, I just assumed.
I went farther than assume. I was like, I know this is the answer. Like, yeah. I was like, this is obviously, what the hell else would it be?
Yeah.
It's Dionne Warwick.
Oh.
And we got not many, but a couple corrections. And I was like, oh, LOL.
LOL.
Anyway, so I just wanted to make that quick correction because we are Canadian, in case we haven't made it clear. And Celine Dion is our goddess. Okay. Let's get into this damn movie, shall
okay,
we?
Okay. I will do the facts.
Okay. So go ahead.
This week we are reviewing John Tucker.
Must die!
He must die! It premiered July 28th, 2006. It's rated PG-13. The director is Betty Thomas and the writer is Jeff Lowell. Lowell? Lowell? We'll never know. The movie is starring Jesse Metcalf, Brittany Snow, Ashanti, Sophia Bush, Arielle Kebble, Penn Badgley, and Jenny McCarthy. And the log line is, three ex-girlfriends of a serial cheater set up their former lover to fall for the new girl in town so they can watch him get his heart broken.
I think that's a pretty good log line.
Yeah, that's good.
So, had you seen this movie before?
I have, yeah. Probably in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
I did not see it in theaters, but I don't know. I probably rented it, you know, at the video store and...
Great.
Yeah, no, and I remember really liking it.
Yeah. I've seen it. I must have seen it, like, I want to say more than once. Probably, like, not many times, but, like, maybe twice, maybe three times, something like that. And I remember liking it fine.
Right.
It's fine. It's good movie. I've obviously liked it enough to watch it multiple times.
Right.
But I also have not seen it in literally at least 10 years.
Same. Probably 15 years for me. Which was funny, because I was watching it, and I was just thinking to myself, how interesting that I used to really like this movie. Like, it's not a horrible movie, but it's also not a great movie.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But I remember really, really enjoying it. So it's
what
funny.
A great tagline that could have been on the movie poster. It's fine.
Not great, but it's fine. Yeah, so that's my relationship to it. Also, upon rewatching, of course, I'm thinking to myself, none of these characters are teenagers.
Oh, God.
These characters are probably closer to 30.
100%.
Than they are 20.
Jesse Metcalf is probably 35 in this movie.
I mean, he's probably 30.
Fine. But he's not 18 or 17 or 16.
Like, Ashanti was a teenager when I was, like, 8. Like, it's very confusing when they do this. Like, yeah. Sophia Bush was on One Tree Hill at the time. And she was a teenager on that show. So that one, I guess, is fine. But yeah, it was just like very clear. Like none of you are teenagers.
I also am very confused. Like I completely forgot that Penn Badgley, whatever his name is, was in this. And when he showed up, I almost dropped my knife because I was cooking at the exact same time, just to be clear. And I just was like, holy shit. Because A, he looks insane with long hair.
I think he looks great.
He looks great. But like, I'm not used to that.
Well, no.
But also, he is, like, that means he was a teenager in 2006.
Yeah.
He was a teenager when it was Easy A,
because
he was
like
Easy A.
2011.
He was a teenager in another movie we've done, is it not?
Well, you're Gossip Girl.
No, of course, Gossip Girl. Like, he's just always a teenager.
I know.
Like, you can't be a teenager for 20 years.
Well, you can in Hollywood.
And anyway. He's in another movie recently that we've done. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Point is when I saw him on stage. When I saw him on screen, I literally was like, holy crap, I forgot he was in this. I have not seen this in forever. He looks the exact same minus the hair. Exact same.
He's very cute in this movie. I like the long hair. Okay, so let's set up the plot here. So we have Brittany Snow. She's new to town. She's a new student.
Yes.
She works at a restaurant.
Yes.
She notices that the popular guy in school, John Tucker, he is dating three different girls.
Yeah, they all go to the They all go to the same restaurant and have different dates there, and she witnesses it all. And every time he's like, oh, babe, I haven't been here before. I wonder what the steak is like, or whatever.
Right. And so they're all, three of them are from different cliques, so they don't know each other. And also, he is very smart because he says to each of them, my dad does not want me dating during basketball season, so we need to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Which is pretty smart.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know. I mean, you're not wrong. He obviously gets away with it, so.
So then what happens? So the girls all end up, this part was so silly. He gives a teacher a heart attack.
Yeah.
And an obese teacher gets angina. Or does she get it or do you already have it?
Okay, just, I don't know. Something happens.
Something about angina. She grabs her chest and falls over because John Tucker, like, says hi to her. It's, like, very silly. And then she's fine, but she needs to, like, step out for a couple weeks. As a result of that, all of the gym classes come into one.
Right.
So all these girls are in the same gym class, and then they find out that they
are all dating the same guy.
Correct. And then they fight.
They fight, but they're also kind of like defending him. They're like, this girl's the problem. So Brittany Snow, we're just going to call her that the whole time because I don't remember her character name, but whatever. It's Kate. It is Kate. She like is present for all of this, just kind of like this overseer, right? And then, but this whole time she thinks John Tucker's disgusting, which he is.
Yeah.
In that sense. She actually, as a side note, meets his brother, Penn Badgley, Bradgley, yeah, whatever the fuck his name is, who was like this nice, nerdy, indie music guy.
Yeah.
So she's more interested in him in a sense. Like it's implied, I guess, or
yeah,
whatever.
He's
more interesting.
More her type.
Yeah. So anyway, John Tucker's disgusting. She's like overseeing this and like scoffing at these girls fighting over it. And somehow she gets involved in it.
Well, the reason why she feels so strongly is because her mom dates a lot of guys who right. screw her over. So she just sees guys like John Tucker and she gets triggered because she's like, that's how guys treat my mom. And I'm so over it.
And the other thing that we should mention is because of this relationship her mom has, or relationships her mom has, every time she breaks up or whatever with a guy, a man, they move. Right. So because of that, Kate has like no friends or very right. few friends because she's constantly moving to new schools and stuff for her mom to get away from this bad relationship yeah. that she just had. So that being said, she gets into this little group of girls and kind of gets
gets out of hand,
I guess, because she's yeah. dying to have friends in a way,
right? So they do all these, like, they sabotage John in all these different ways, but it ends up kind of backfiring, and like he finds a way to make whatever they do to him cool. Like at one yeah. point they take pictures of him and then they put it in an ad for like genital herpes, but then he ends up getting like an award for like being so brave yeah. like speak out or something.
It's insane.
And yeah, they put estrogen, they give him estrogen pills and he starts to get all like,
and then everyone
sensitive,
yeah, he's all sensitive and he's like, am I fat in this outfit? Which today that would be so horrible in the sense that the estrogen part is fine, but then he's like, because he's taking the estrogen pills, he's like, what, give me the ball, like when he's playing basketball or whatever. It's kind of funny. It's funny, but like now it's like, I don't know, women. And
I actually thought about that, like there's a lot of things in this movie that are actually kind of like offensive towards
sure
women, even though ultimately it's like women supporting women by the end.
Yeah,
there's like a lot of stuff that's like a little bit offside now, like yeah,
yeah,
the
sure.
estrogen pill part, definitely, when he's just like, I'm so emotional yeah. and like he's attempting, well,
like
not he's attempting he's being quote-unquote girly.
It's the best when like they're playing basketball and like someone steals the ball from him because yeah. that's what you do in basketball, and yeah. he's like, they stole the ball. Like, it's very funny. But anyway, so they do all these things and they're like you said they're not really working. And then they decide that the best thing to do will be to get his heart broken. But all these three girls can't do anything about it because they just broke up with him.
Yeah.
And so they decide that he doesn't know who Kate is. He doesn't know anything about her. They're going to mold her into what he would want.
Yeah.
And then they'll date and then she'll
break his heart.
She'll break his heart or whatever.
And like, yeah. So at first I was like, why would she do this? Because why does she care? But then I realized she wants friends. A,
yeah.
B, she wants to stick up for
women
like her mom.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, the motivation is pretty solid.
Sure.
Otherwise,
yeah.
it really makes no sense.
Yeah, it's just a movie. Whatever.
Maddie.
I'm sorry. I mean, yes, women power.
I'm just saying, it would make no sense if she was just like, yeah, I'll go along with this.
Yeah. You're right. I know. You're right. It's just interesting because that's never something that I think about when I watch a movie, which I probably should. Like, I'm not like, why would they do this? But, like, of course you do. You're a writer. So that's things
literally
you think
like
of.
The most important thing you do when you write is ask yourself what the character's what the motivation
is. I'd literally be like, okay, they did it. It's what the movie does. Whatever, it's the movie. So anyway, she starts dating him. And it's kind of like slowly becoming that she, the things that he's, that he did for the other girls, he's doing for her, but like two notches above.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. He's takes going above them, and beyond for this
yeah.
one.
So like he takes her to the restaurant that she saw all the other girls at, but it actually, he leads her through the back and goes on a fucking yacht, which was insane. But anyway.
Right.
Like, let's not even get started on the fact that a teenager is driving a fucking yacht. But anyway.
The other girls are like, what? He owns a yacht? I'm like, he doesn't own a yacht. He probably rented it.
Still. But anyway, yeah, no, they're all like, he has a yacht?
And they go on the little boat together. I thought that part was kind of funny. Yeah.
It's cute. It's cutesy. But anyway, so it's cutesy. So he's actually falling for her. And meanwhile, he knows that his brother, so this is where the conflict kind of comes in. He knows that his brother is sort of friends with her. So John Tucker.
Right, right, right.
And so he says to his brother, hey, can you like, this was before they started dating, really. He was like, can you, like, look into her for me and tell me, like, kind of things she likes? And the brother's like, she's not your type. You're not into it. She's way above your thing, and you guys are on different playing fields.
She listens to Elvis Costello.
Yeah. Anyway, so he kind of tells her that he's spying for his brother, blah, 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 whatever. Point is, she starts dating the brother. Starts dating John Tucker.
Yeah.
And he gets a little jealous. The brother gets a little jealous.
Yeah, understandably
so. Because he liked her. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. And then things happen.
Basically, Brittany Snow's character ends up kind of falling for him.
Yeah. Because he, like we said, he's doing things above and beyond that he was doing before. Yeah. So they start doing, I forget what it, oh, I guess the other thing is that she's never dated before.
Right.
So that's why the three girls are included in this. Because they have to not only tell her what John Tucker specifically is interested in, but they also have to, like, tell her how to speak to a human male.
Right. So they, like, they have her wired.
Yeah, they have her wired and they put a little boob camera in.
And they apparently are filming her, but you never really see that.
You do at the end.
Like, at the end, you know how they, like, they show the movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just clips from the movie.
I know. It's a little weird. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So at this what point does he, what's the final thing? Like, what is that they're at?
It's his party.
Right. So he has, every year he has this huge birthday party that's like wild and extreme. Hold on. So does this take place over a year?
No. It must, because
we've seen his birthday twice.
When did we see his birthday first?
The first time. When she goes to his birthday, it's on a beach.
And his birthday?
Yes, it is. They say you have to go to his birthday. It's like a big thing.
No, Mads. No. Mm. I think they say that about like when she's going to break up with him. You got to go to his birthday. It's a big thing. That's when you'll break up with him.
No, but with that beach earlier, they say it too, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Anyway, whatever it was.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would have to agree with you. I'm inclined to agree with you because I can't imagine this one over for a freaking year. But anyway. So, they get together, da-da-da-da, whatever. And she, they've, so like we said, they filmed this whole thing. And some of the things they filmed are Kate confessing, like, not with John Tucker. Like, John, there's only one guy for me, and it's not you.
Right.
And, like, all these things and whatever.
Yeah.
And about how this is all a setup. So, at his birthday party, the Ashanti and the two girls, I forget the other one's names, though Ashanti is not her name in the movie, they all give this secret DVD, and it is played, and it's supposed to be the reveal. But Kate runs and, like, unplugs it and just, like, confesses.
In the microphone, as usual.
In the microphone, as usual.
All these movies, they always confess their true feelings into the microphone.
Yeah.
The whole school.
Yep. And, yeah, anyway, and then it kind of ends up being that, like, he kind of gets it, in a way.
I know, it's weird
mature,
ending.
It's more mature than I would have liked.
Because he's really falling for this girl. And then she just kind of goes, yeah, I've been pretending to be someone else to get you to like me and to, like, hurt you. And then he goes, well, it worked. And then he's kind of over it.
Yeah, he's kind of over it. And he's like,
like, he's not, like, heartbroken. So it's like, clearly he didn't like her that much.
I get, yeah, it takes 5 seconds. Yeah. And then, like, so at the end, it's, you know, it's the little wrap up and it's, oh, this person learned about this and this person learned, and his learning was that he learned to be open and honest.
Right.
And what they show is he's talking to one girl named Jessica or whatever, and she's like, he's like, Jessica, I want you to be my girlfriend. Here's my other girlfriend,
right,
Melanie. And then they're, and he like takes them together, and yeah, they both look incredibly uncomfortable. Yeah. It's a really funny last shot because it's like him being honest, but they're both kind of like,
yeah. And then Penn Badgley's character is like, do you want to be my science partner again?
Yeah.
So we just assume that they're gonna bone.
Yeah, probably.
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 The funny thing is that when I went upstairs yesterday to see, to like make coffee or something, or I was going to reheat my coffee, you were in the kitchen mm-hmm. cooking and playing the movie, mm-hmm. but there was no sound, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I said to you,
there was no sound, to be clear, because I was wearing headphones. Well,
that's sort of the punchline of
oh,
the story.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Start again. No,
it's okay. So,
say it again.
No, it's okay. Okay, so I walk up. And I see that it has no sound. And so I say out loud, are you watching this without sound? And I don't know why, but you must have been like looking at the food you were making because you went, mm. And then I was like, are you serious? Like, you're actually watching this with no volume? And then you didn't respond. And I'm like, are you mad that I'm asking you? It was so weird. And then I looked at you and I realized you had headphones on.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, that makes more sense. But you like responded the first time. You're like, mm.
I love that I apparently look at food and just go, I just have a visceral, a verbal reaction to seeing food.
But like, it sounded like you were saying yes. You were like,
oh, that's
mm.
so. Right. Yeah, to clarify, I'm not a crazy person. I did have it at, like, on, you know, out volume or whatever, but then Mike started watching TV in the other room. So, and I had it on, and I was like, I can't hear. He's going to get annoyed. I'm just going to put my headphones on.
Yeah.
Which was fine. And they're wireless, so I like walked around the kitchen or whatever. That's so funny. I didn't even know that happened. Did I even look at you?
No.
Did I even know you were there?
No, I just thought you were just in a bit of a mood.
Oh.
I was like, okay, well, oh, excuse man, me. And then sorry. I moved past you to go put my coffee in the microwave, and you're like, oh my God, where'd you come from? And I was like, oh, I see.
That's very funny.
So my question for you is,
yes,
do you have any exes in your life, or boys in general, or maybe even girlfriends who you at the time would have plotted against for,
yeah, 100%
revenge?
Really? 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Can you dive in a little deeper?
Yeah, I can. Sure. So when I, my first kiss.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So I won't get into too many details, but basically my first kiss was with somebody that I met through a friend of a friend. He went to a different school than me, and that friend actually didn't like him. But for whatever reason, they were at the same thing. Whatever, I met this guy, first kiss, fine. And he was like, I think in my diary entries, I'm probably like, he asked me to see Spider-Man or whatever the hell the next movie was.
Yeah.
But I never saw him again. But we talked a lot. And then at some point or another, he ended up, we all went to a movie, like a group of us. And in the movie, he made out with my best friend.
During the movie?
Yes. That I was sitting at. I was very upset. And I was very upset with my best friend for a very long time as well. And, anyway, so I don't know. I wouldn't have gone to this extent, but I was very angry for a long time.
Wow.
I was really upset. And it's not even that I liked him that much. It was just like, come on, my first kiss, like, does that? Like, come on. So anyway, probably that. That's the only one I can think of, really. There have been people, I mean, there have been drama. There's been like a small amount of drama in my life, I guess, but it's all been like, it was like grade 9 shit. So it's not.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have. And I didn't ever do anything to get back at somebody, I don't think.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's the only one I could think of that I'd be like, again, I wouldn't do this. I'd probably like, I don't know. I probably would have written mean things online.
Right.
And been like, I probably did, honestly, because we had all these live blogs or whatever. I probably wrote like his initials and was like, but it was still secret or a nickname or some shit, which is, as far as I was concerned, getting back at him.
Yeah.
Saying secret anonymous things online. Watch out. I'll get
you. So you were the original troll.
But I didn't say it to him. And I didn't say it anonymously. I just said it in my blog. Like, I'd be
your
like...
public blog?
Yeah, but it would be like, oh, you know, I would do like a nickname for him. I wouldn't say, I don't freaking know. I have no access to this blog, unfortunately, anymore.
Oh, I wish.
I know. Me too. I wish every day. I really think about it all the time. The website closed down, unfortunately.
That's kind of good. Sometimes I think about, like the little blogs I used to have online, or like even conversations I had on MSN, and I'm like, oh, I'm so glad those like companies went under. Because if they could like bring unearth these things, it would be so embarrassing. I was so dramatic at times as a teenager.
Oh, I was, but this is the thing, is that as a teenager, so the website I used was Zanga.
You talk about Zanga a lot. I didn't use Zanga.
It was so huge with me and my friends, and I wrote everything on there. I didn't write details, but every day I did a post. Every day. And it was when I wasn't writing it down in a hard copy of a journal.
Right.
So I wouldn't necessarily have been like, today I had my first kiss. Like, that's not what I would have done.
Yeah.
But that one I would have written down.
Yeah.
In a hard book or whatever. But I would have said things like today we went to the mall. And like, remember when Joey said this funny thing, and like, I would have written that kind of stuff. And I did those quizzes.
Yeah.
And I would love to read that stuff. And when I got angry, I always wrote a thing about it. Always.
Really?
Yes. I wrote, I know I did, because I would always do, because Zanga was very like, stylized. So like, you could do like, you would bold and pink and do a little, there were all these little GIFs. It was before GIFs were a thing.
Yeah.
And it was but this big. I'm showing this big. It's like a centimeter by a centimeter of a little picture. And it would be like, I love boys with eyeliner. And it would be like this guy's like eye like blinking or something. Just like over and over again. But it just all that stuff. And I would pay a good amount of money to get those again. I'd pay $100 for sure.
To get those little...
Not those stupid things. To get my entries.
Oh, so would I. So
because
would
when the thing closed... I didn't know it closed, and they gave people like 5 days or whatever the hell to archive or to take all their archives, and I didn't know about it, and I didn't do it. I'm so upset. Every once in a while, I'll Google and be like, I wonder if there's a way. Because they have to be somewhere.
They do have to be somewhere. But only Zuckerberg knows how to get them.
What's that, and Zuckerberg?
And the Russians.
Guy. Yeah.
I actually had a similar experience in like grade 7. Me and my friend Christy, we were the only ones who owned digital cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I really wanted to be a journalist. And
didn't
so
everybody at some point?
Probably.
I love it. That's so funny.
So I didn't go to the blog just yet. Blog was grade 8. But in grade 7, we had like journal time for like, I don't know, like 40 minutes. You'd have a journal. You'd write whatever you want in the journal as long as you're silent and you're writing. The teacher did not care what you wrote about. And she's the only one who has it and can read it. So speaking of Gossip Girl, I was Gossip Girl. I would write in my journal as if I was a detective or a journalist.
Like Harriet the Spy.
Exactly. And I would write, today I saw Blake and Kelly talking in the corner window. And then I saw Christy and Josh, and they were arguing about M&Ms. And like, I would try and get all the gossip. And at recess, I'd have like a little notepad, and I'd be like jotting things down so I could write in my journal.
You're a Harriet the Spy. That's the entire plot of Harriet the Spy.
I felt like I was more like Gossip Girl.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But it's just sort of funny to think back on, because my teacher was the only one who read these things. So she was probably just like, oh, Josh and Christy, eh? Like, just getting the scoop.
I literally, oh man, I wish I could find them. I was so angsty. Kills me. Do you still have that journal? You must.
I have a few journals, but I don't know if I have that one.
Anything else about this movie?
Yes, I wanted to ask you. Mary.
Oh God.
Kill. Roommate. Or.
Scissor.
Scissor. Sure. Mary, kill, roommate, scissor. Go. The four
with
main
who?
Girls.
Oh. Like them as their characters, like in this movie.
Which would you prefer to do?
I think we should relate it to the movie, don't I?
I think so too.
Okay, great. Okay, the people in this movie. Boo, boo, boop. I would marry Brittany Snow. Kate.
Just a wholesome, kind
I'd marry her.
Girl.
You know what? No, I wouldn't.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay, I lied. I would. Ooh. Yeah, I'd marry her.
Okay.
I would roommate Ashanti.
Okay.
I'd scissor Sophia Bush, and I'd kill whatever that last one's name is, Ariel Kebble or whatever. Nothing against her. She just, like, they look at her one time and they're like, "What are you typing?" And she's like, "I'm typing up my nutritional facts and my journal and my entry and my this and my that and my that." And I'm like, "This girl is too much." What about you?
I 100% agree with your answers. I agree with all of them. Yeah, I actually feel bad for that actress, Ariel Kebble. She always plays.
She's always the bitchy girl. She's
always the character that you don't like.
Yeah, I know.
Even in Gilmore Girls, she was Dean's wife. She was the worst.
Oh my God, she was. She's also in Aquamarine when she like ruins the secret that there's a fucking mermaid.
Well, she's also isn't she also in Cinderella Story? She's the popular girl. Mm-mm. Yes. Mm-mm. I'm gonna look it up right now.
No, that's the girl from.
Pardon.
She's the girl.
Oh, weird. It just popped up. Ariel Kebble.
Oh, no. Mark Zuckerberg, get out of our heads. It's the girl from Freaky Friday. I'm telling you.
Oh, I think you're right,
actually.
Or not
Freaky Friday. Freaky Friday.
Oh, I could have sworn.
Sorry.
And
the girl from Freaky Friday are both the girls who always play the mean girl.
Well.
That's maybe where the confusion came in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Perhaps. Anyways.
What would you rate this movie, bitch? Put your feet against mine.
You better work, bitch. Me and my brother used to do this in the back seat when we go on family road trips.
Which brother?
Kevin.
It changes the whole story.
Eric always got the middle seat to himself, and me and Kevin got shoved in the back.
Why?
Because Eric was older and he needed his space.
Oh, Eric's a piece of crap. Just kidding.
Yeah, this is exactly what we do in the back seat.
Should I take a picture of
that? Can you picture me and Kevin doing this in the back seat? We were both just listening to our Walkman lying like this.
I can't
post this. Why? We're Spread Eagle.
It's an insane picture.
I see. Okay.
Okay, I have to put my feet down. It hurts now. We're not posting these pictures.
Why not?
We'll put it sunshine.
What?
Okay. What would you rate this fucking movie?
I rate this movie a 7.
I rate this movie a 6.
It's basically a remake of The First Wives Club, except not as good. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was all right, but it could have been a lot better.
Yeah, fair. It's fine.
It's fine.
Rolling Stone magazine says it's fine.
Ebert and Ropert.
Ebert and Ropert?
What are their names? Names.
Roger and Ebert, you freaking...
Isn't it Roger Ebert?
You just said Ebert and Rob... Wait, you said...
Yeah.
What did you say?
Isn't that it? Isn't it...
It's not Ebert and...
Roger Ebert?
I don't fucking know. You just said Rebert and Ebert.
No,
or something.
I said Ebert and Ropert.
Okay, well, Ropert. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll
I
fucking
so.
Die if it is.
Okay, let me look. Ebert and Roper. Thank you very much, Google. Ebert and Roper.
You said it weird.
Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert.
Whatever.
So where does Roper come from?
Can we...
Pardon?
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways.
So let's just say really quickly, next week, there's not going to be an episode because we are pieces of poop.
Well, we are too busy with our careers.
We're too busy.
Our careers are launching and our podcast is also
falling to the wayside.
It's also launching, but we just have to
take... In the toilet.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
No.
So we are going to do one in 2 weeks. It's going to be Days to Confuse. So that will be the next movie we're going to do. It just won't come out this week. It'll come out next week. So...
Yeah.
Boop, boopity, boop.
Boop, boop, boop.
But guess
boop.
What? This is the best part. Is next week, when you're missing it, just listen to the first episode again. Start from the beginning.
Yeah.
I'd like to know. I want you all to listen and see how different it is. Have we improved? Have we gotten worse?
Should we
stop trying?
I have certainly become more obnoxious, less reined in.
Oh, God. We have. The reins have been.
Loosened.
Loosened. Oh, cut.
Cut.
They've been eliminated entirely. I wouldn't even say there are reigns. We are just wild and crazy here now.
Okay, so who do you have a crush on this week?
I have.
Or what do you have a crush on?
I have a crush on.
Oh, I know you have a crush on Maddie.
Who?
Little rope people.
What?
Little rope people. Little roper. Little... Little yarn people.
Oh, the game.
The game.
Oh my God, this game is so much fun. Mike and I downloaded this game the other day. They are not sponsoring us. I fucking wish. It's called Unravel 2. It's on the Switch. And it's, we just were like, whatever. It was on sale. So we were like, this looks funny. Whatever. It's like $5. Well, this will be fun. And it's a two-player game. Like, it's specifically a two-player game. I think you can play one player, but it doesn't matter. Anyway, you're these two little pieces of yarn. Mm-hmm. And you're attached. And you have to get through these levels, like, attached to each other. You have to, like, swing. You have to figure out how you can, but you can't go too far from each other. It's all puzzles. It's so fun. We were, like, screaming. You came home in the middle of us playing.
I know.
And we were, like, screaming. And then you went downstairs and we're, like, I'm sure we were, like, stomping and screaming, like, laugh. It was so fun.
We were,
like, I'm not kidding. Like, married, well, not even married, couples or people trying to work on a friendship or anything should do this, truly, because we had to communicate.
Right.
To, like, get through the level.
Right.
And at no point did we fight. Like, not one second were we like fighting about something, which sounds like I'm so proud we weren't fighting, but honestly I get very into video games and games in general where I will like pout and leave.
Yeah.
And we were, it was so fun.
It sounded like you guys were having an absolute hoot.
It was like, and it's funny, except it's also, there's like a little bit of a depressing aspect, like you're just these two pieces of yarn and in the background there's like this horrifying story happening.
What is it?
It's like this, you don't really know. It's like this ghostly figure and she's like, she's this young girl and like her dad's trying to like beat down her door. And,
pardon?
Like, it's kind of scary, but you're just these two pieces of yarn like in the foreground trying to get through it. It's really weird.
Ew.
So it's a little upsetting, the background. So, you know, trigger warning, I guess. But the game itself is super fun.
Oh my gosh.
It's really weird.
That sounds pretty strange.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your crush? Or your weekly obsession or whatever.
Heary, heary for Lord Marshall.
Oh my God.
A very handsome man who pretends to be British and gets paid for it.
Oh my God, that
think
was
he'll come on?
No.
That's what you did with your headphones.
Okay.
Anyway, that's it. That's the episode.
That's the episode.
Next week, and not 2 weeks from now, it's Dazed and Confused.
Next week, it's re-listen to our past episodes. Pick your favorite one. Listen to it and let us know which one you pick. I'm actually very curious to see, like, what people like. But in addition to that, if you're feeling a little sad next week and you're like, oh, where are my friends Maddie and Carly? Don't worry. Go on to Instagram.com/TeenageDirtBakesPodcast with a Z, and we will be there. We'll be creating stories. I've been doing some quizzes on there lately.
Oh, have you ever? I failed the one I did today.
Yeah, I've been putting some Instagram story quizzes. They're super fun. I'm having a ball. We post on there, I mean, okay often. We're trying to get better at it. Yeah. And we're almost at a lot of followers.
We almost have followers.
Very concerning. Anyway, so yeah, go on to Instagram. Find us at Teenage Dirtbags Podcast, and also we have a Patreon where we do some fun stuff sometimes. Teenage Dirtbags Podcast on there as well.
Very well. Thank you to my brothers Eric and Kevin Smale for our theme song, and we will see you in 2 weeks.
Woo!
Da, 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 da,
da. Oh, you were doing the Teenage Dirtbags thing. I didn't know what you were doing. Okay, bye.